The downtown Victoria YMCA-YWCA has set its sights on a new location closer to the heart of the city. Chief Executive Derek Gent said the YMCA-YWCA has signed a non-binding letter of intent with JAL Properties to explore the possibility of being included in the local developer's plans for the Capital 6 building at the corner of Yates and Blanchard Streets. While he stressed its early days, Gent said they are excited about the prospect of working with a local developer and moving its recreation and fitness programs into what could be a landmark building. "The most exciting part for me is we found a partner we like and trust. The values resonance was the most important piece for us," he said. "The fact that, we're talking about, an historic location and a collaborative process is exciting, but it's a long way from over." Gent said the work starts now to do a deeper dive with JAL Properties on the feasibility of the Y being part of the redevelopment of what is currently a movie theater. He said they will be looking at what they can do within a new building, what would fit in the space and what current Y members might want in a new facility. They will also review what members might be willing to pay for, what funding might be available and how the Y downtown intends to define itself for the future. "We are not designing a Y for now, but for the future," said Gent. "What's exciting about this location is we expect this to be a real landmark building, a place everyone knows about and points to, and it gives us a real presence in the core of the city." He said it could also be a driver for Y projects, such as its housing programs, Camp Thunderbird and childcare. "By being in a high-profile location, we can become an even more integral part of the community," he said. The proposed new location was the site of a Victoria YMCA, prior to the merging of the YMCA and YWCA in the 1960s. The downtown YMCA-YWCA has been at 851 Broughton Street since 1965. It has about 8,000 members and 60 staff as well as 60 volunteers. The Broughton Street property was sold to Vancouver-based Concert Real Estate Corp. for nearly $22 million in 2018. At the time, the Y said the building would need significant upgrades to meet the needs of all members, such as better access for people with disabilities, and it was hoping to find a smaller, more efficient facility. It still has 5 years left on its lease with Concert at the Broughton site. In a message to the Y's members, Gent said the letter of intent does not reflect a formal commitment to proceed, but commits both parties to undertake due diligence to understand the opportunity, and to review the financial viability for both the Y and JAL properties. Gent said there's a chance the development and a new Y could be ready for the Vancouver Island YMCA-YWCA's 150th birthday in 2025. A. Duffy at TimesColonist.com.